clear how many bodies Hamas has currently in its possession.
That's Daniel Estrin. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate. At progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting Sound Waves, an evening celebrating all things audio, Thursday, November 6th, featuring speakers from the industry, curated audio equipment, food and drink. More information at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. Beginning with Bizet and a march from Jeux d'enfants, or Children's Games. András Lenart conducting the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on as we reach the afternoon hours. And for this noon hour, I think you'll enjoy a nice assortment of the instruments that we've got coming up. From Niccolo Paganini, his first blend of violin and guitar and his first sonata for the two instruments. Then for oboe and orchestra, a fantasy by French composer Vincent Dandy. That's just ahead of us today. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting Dark Side of Oz with jazz students, blending the music of Pink Floyd alongside reimagined images from The Wizard of Oz at Liberty Hall, Wednesday, October 29th. Tickets at libertyhall.net. So we have in this noon hour covered the strings as well as the winds, and in our next piece, the brass. We have something for you by German composer now, by Carl Maria von Weber, a concertina for horn that he completed in 1815. Said to be an extremely taxing work for the horn player, whether done on the natural or valve horn. We'll see how Barry Tuckwell does with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner, on Kansas Public Radio. Completed in 1815, a concertino for horn and orchestra in E minor by Carl Maria von Weber. We listen to the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner, and the horn player Barry Tuckwell, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's now ticked over to 2:28. We aren't done quite yet with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. They'll be back in about 15 minutes' time with a fantasy on popular themes, music for oboe and orchestra, by French composer Vincent Dandy, still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theodorelawrence.com. And the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Sky's cloudy and 74 at the moment on the KU campus. I have 77 today with a chance of some light showers. Tonight partly cloudy, a low of 63. Tomorrow should be a sunny day with temperatures in the mid-80s. And now we arrive at music by Niccolo Paganini, the great master of both violin and guitar, and we'll listen to his first sonata for the two instruments in the key of F major, here with violinist Luigi Alberto Bianchi and guitarist Maurizio Preda, next on KPR. Sonata number one for violin and guitar in F major by Niccolo Paganini, played by violinist Luigi Alberto Bianchi, guitarist Maurizio Preda, here on KPR. It is 12:44. At the top of the hour, news from NPR. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us here on a Tuesday afternoon. You know, tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas are now on sale. That'll be on Saturday night, December 13th, at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. What better way to celebrate than with the KC Jazz Orchestra and special guests and a night of KC Jazz and holiday songs? Get your tickets while they last at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com. You can find out more at that website, KansasPublicRadio.org. Support for classical music comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com. We'll welcome back the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields for one more performance of a fantasy that was premiered in 1888 at the Brussels Conservatory, the music by French composer Vincent Dandy, and something he described as a rhapsody on four themes popular around his day. Fantasy on popular themes, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, and the oboe played by Albrecht Mayer on KPR. Completed in 1888 by French composer Vincent Dandy, a fantasy on popular themes for oboe and orchestra. With another go-around with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Kenneth Salido, and the oboe played by Albrecht Mayer here on KPR. Where it's 1 p.m., NPR News is up next. And following that, another hour of classical music, one which will bring us the Dover String Quartet, playing Beethoven String Quartet No. 5, is on the way. That and much more still to come. KPR is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at KansasPublicRadio.org.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning this 1 p.m. hour with a conclusion, so to speak. The Orchestra of the Golden Age there opening up the books of Tafelmusik, Table Music by Georg Philipp Telemann, with Conclusion in B-flat major for oboes and strings. Here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson, and there's more classical music for a Tuesday afternoon. Music by Beethoven, specifically. In a few minutes, we'll hear the Dover String Quartet and String Quartet No. 5. A bit later on in the hour, we'll be joined by the Seattle Symphony to hear a splendid and ethereal meditation on Orpheus from composer Alan Havanas. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violin Center's Bijou, an evening of roaring 20s Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow. Thursday, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org. We'll have some fun next with music by French composer Emile von Teufel, the French waltz master, and one of his waltzes, one inspired by Greek mythology. They call this one the Hebe Waltz, who in Greek mythology was the goddess of eternal youth. Here's Alfred Walter and the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. From the French waltz master Emile von Teufel, the waltz known as the Hebe Waltz, based on Greek mythology's goddess of eternal youth, performed by the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic, led by Alfred Walter, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:16. In the second half of the hour, we await the Seattle Symphony Orchestra, and we're not done with mythologically inspired music. A bit later, we'll hear the Meditation on Orpheus by composer Alan Havanas, still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Dr. Barbara Ballard and Student Advisory Board alum Jesse Burbank moderate Healthcare in the U.S. Constitution with Harvard Law's I. Glenn Cohen, on October 15th at 7 p.m. More at DoleInstitute.org. And 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 3 p.m. till late. More at 715mass.com. Here at the KU campus, we have cloudy skies and temperatures in the mid-70s. And a chance of some sprinkles and light showers for the afternoon. High ultimately around 77. Tonight should be partly cloudy, a low of 63, and sunny tomorrow, with highs in the mid-80s. So it's Beethoven next. We'll listen to some of his early chamber music and a string quartet, one completed in 1800, string quartet number 5, during a time in Beethoven's life when he was still mainly modeling his chamber music off the work of Mozart, who this string quartet is very reminiscent of. String quartet number 5 in A major of opus 18 with a Dover string quartet, next on KPR. Beethoven's early chamber music, completed in 1800, string quartet number 5 in A major of opus 18, performed today by the Dover string quartet on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:46, and at the top of the hour, of course, NPR news and more classical music until 3 in the afternoon. And, of course, again this evening from 7 to 9 when Destiny is your host. It's officially pumpkin spice season, and here's some autumnal treats. Tonight with Destiny at 7 p.m. She guarantees there'll be a tune or two that you've never heard before, plus a special waltz by Scott Joplin. Destiny brings you the classical music this evening from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. As for us, we've got one more performance for the hour, and it is of the Seattle Symphony and conductor Gerard Schwartz, with a suite written by Alan Avanas, the Armenian-American composer, and something he wrote in 1958 for the Houston Symphony. And like the earlier waltz by Waldteufel, it too is mythologically inspired, taking its inspiration from the tale of one of Greek mythology's most memorable stories, Orpheus, the loss of his beloved wife Eurydice, and his attempt to find her by descending into the underworld. Handled in musical subjects before by the likes of Christoph Willibald Gluck, Offenbach, and many others. Sometimes the tone is solemn, sometimes comedic, in the case of Avanas. It is meditative, in fact it's right there in the title, a meditation on Orpheus, a sort of spirit murmur in the words of the composer. Here's the Seattle Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1958 by Alan Havanas, the Meditation on Orpheus, performed by the Seattle Symphony, led by Gerard Schwartz, on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's 2 p.m., and about time for NPR News, after an update of headlines, we'll get into the next hour of music, and as it seems, mythologically inspired music seems to be something of a running theme for this afternoon. In the next hour from Camille Saint-Saëns, we'll hear the suite The Youth of Hercules, along with music by Mendelssohn, Prokofiev, and more. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Longinus, he released only 3 full-length albums that had a lasting impact. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. Subaru has donated more than $70 million to support the adoption, rescue, transport, and health of over 700,000 animals. Learn more at Subaru.com/pets. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Getting things started with the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Claudio Abbado, and music by Giuseppe Verdi, with a prelude from Don Carlo, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Jeff Watson. and there's a bit more classical music before All Things Considered. Comes around at 3 p.m. Looking forward to a performance of the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra, with some music by Sergei Prokofiev, a work that's not often recorded, but one of great verve, joy, and energy, his Sinfonietta. We'll hear that along with a bit of keyboard music by Felix Mendelssohn. That's all ahead of us here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Community Orchestra, presenting Spooky Carnival, featuring seasonal fun and music, Sunday, October 19th, 2:30 p.m. at Lawrence High School. Information and tickets at lawrenceorchestra.org. Thus far this afternoon, we've heard quite a few pieces inspired by Greek mythology, and I've got another one for you, one by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, and the final of his symphonic poems, one created in 1877, which depicts the story of a youthful Hercules and his struggle between accepting a life of pleasure and a life of virtue. We'll hear La Jeunesse d'Hercule, The Youth of Hercules, the Vienna Symphony and conductor Georges Petra, next on Kansas Public Radio. The final symphonic poem, completed in 1877 by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, La Jeunesse d'Hercule, or The Youth of Hercules, performed by the Vienna Symphony Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 2:26. Still to come, in just about 10 minutes' time, is the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra, and an early orchestral creation, a delightful Sinfonietta by Sergei Prokofiev, still to come, here on KPR. Then it'll be All Things Considered at 3 p.m., and later tonight, classical music with Destiny from 7 to 9. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. And the Lawrence Farmers Market, every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire in downtown Lawrence, April through November, rain or shine. More information available at lawrencefarmersmarket.org. We'll take a few minutes to listen to pianist Benjamin Frith, the little keyboard music from Mendelssohn. Next on KPR, we've got Caprice No. 3 in B-flat minor on KPR. Pianist Benjamin Frith and music by Felix Mendelssohn, Caprice No. 3 in B-flat minor, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just a quick note that if you're interested in catching a live piano recital with works by Mendelssohn and others, you might want to mark your calendar for this Saturday, the 18th, and a 7 p.m. recital by pianist Angela Hewitt, going down at the Folly Theater in Kansas City, again on Saturday, October 18th, 7 p.m. The music by Mendelssohn, as well as Shostakovich and Samuel Barber. Selections from Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier, music of Brahms as well. Pianist Angela Hewitt in concert at the Folly Theater on Saturday, October 18th, 7 p.m. All the details are there for you at follytheater.org. It's 2:37, and at 3 p.m. it'll be time for All Things Considered. Tonight, classical music continues with Destiny from 7 to 9 p.m. with some autumnal treats for us. A tune or two that you've never heard before, along with a special waltz by Scott Joplin. That and more with Destiny, your host tonight, from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. We are ready now to embark on some early music from Sergei Prokofiev, written during his student days at the St. Petersburg Conservatory in 1909. A not-often-heard Sinfonietta for orchestra, one that has been compared to his later Symphony No. 1, the Classical Symphony, for being a piece that's lighthearted in character. Here, conductor Alberto Zeta leads the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. concluding this afternoon's classical music with the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra led by Alberto Zeta and the 1909 Sinfonietta by Sergei Prokofiev here on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's about 3 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music as always. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. But don't forget, there's more music in store tonight. Destiny has classical music from 7 to 9 tonight on KPR. Support for All Things Considered comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com. It's 3 o'clock.